The special tribunal has ordered Zakheni Strategic Supplies to pay back profits earned from their invalid and unlawful 103 million rand PPE, personal protective equipment, tender by the Gauteng Health Department. The SIU declared the Gauteng Health multi-million rand PPE tender awarded to Zakheni Strategic Supplies to be invalid, unlawful, following their probe into the contract. Good to see action being taken in relation to the PPE tenders and all the corruption around that. Kaiser Khanyahu is the SIU spokesperson. Kaiser, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time today. Tell us about this development with the Special Tribunal and Zakheni Strategic Supplies.
Good afternoon, Mandy. What happened here is that when COVID hit in 2020, I think to be specific on the 19th of April 2020, Zakheni issued a quotation to the Department of Health, and the following day they were given $103 million, and without following any process. And that is what we found, and we took that to the special tribunal, and it was found to be invalid. And therefore, because they have paid for the equipment that they've delivered, or the PPE that they've delivered, then the court said that only the profit will be taken from them. They can then get the money that they used to pay for the gloves and the masks. But the rest must come back because they cannot benefit from an unlawful contract.
So good to see that companies who did benefit from these dodgy tenders at a time of crisis when everybody was scrambling for PPE, and here this one to do with the Gauteng Health Department, of course. As the SIU, Kaiser, are you confident that all of the people responsible for this PPE dodginess are at least now facing justice, accountability? You are starting to recoup that money for government?
No, definitely. We are starting to recoup all this money, and we'll make sure that we get every cent that they have benefited from, because we cannot allow a situation where the constitution of this country is clear about the tenders being competitive, and they just go bypass that and make sure that they benefit without even following process, giving it to friends and families. If you look at the kind of people that are owning these companies, you'll then understand who these people are and what they were doing to this country of ours.
Kaiser, thank you so much. Keep going. Kaiser Khanyahu, the SIU spokesperson, giving an update there. So the special tribunal ordering Zakheni Strategic Supplies to pay back the profits earned from this unlawful contract, 103 million rand PPE tender from the Gauteng Health Department. And as he said, what happened here was the SIU probe uncovered that on the 19th of April 2020, so that was like just after COVID hit, the chief financial officer received a quote from Zakheni for the supply of PPE items. 24 hours later, the department issued a commitment letter to Zakheni. It was signed by the CFO. In terms of that commitment letter, Zakheni would supply PPE to the department to the value of 103 million rand. And the special tribunal judge said it was irregular, the manner in which this contract was awarded, and it constitutes a material infraction to the constitutional values of fairness, transparency, equity, effectiveness, and cost effectiveness. So it has to be set aside. So good to see that there is this accountability, and we are getting the money back that was misspent.